due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic. I am the Cash Man, Richie Rich. I am here with DC Dan Cole.
Good morning.
And Danger Boy.
I wish I could say the same.
Yeah. Before we get too far, I have to do my plugs before we get too far in advance. My plugs, you know, the ones I do every week, you know, that you love to hear and can't wait till I finish. I want you to know that the Pain Clinic, by the way, welcome to Pain Clinic for December 17th. Holiday today, real quick, National Maple Syrup Day. Could use some of that right about now. I want to shout out happy birthday to former WWE superstar Eugene. You might remember him. His name is Nick Dinsmore. He's 41 today. And happy belated to our good friend and our joy and pride of Rochester, Luke Harper. He turned 37 yesterday. He celebrated his birthday yesterday. Unfortunately, I wish he could have been in town when WWE was in town yesterday. But wrong brand. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Stone's Delight, Empire at Culver. Join us December 30th for UFC 207 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door and Salvatore's Saloon. We have the women's bantamweight champion, Amanda Nunes, takes on the returning phenom, Ronda Rousey. It's 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. It's going to be a great long weekend, of holiday weekend that weekend, so come on out and start it early. It's a Friday night. That's weird. It's a Friday night UFC.
I was just going to say, I'm thinking in my head, isn't the 30th a Friday?
It's a Friday, man. So it's like, that's just insane. But we will be doing a Friday night Friday night UFC show at Salvatore's. And then you get Saturday and Sunday. And Sunday, of course, being the, you know, New Year's Eve. And then, you know, of course, everyone will be carrying their hangover on the first. Actually, the New Year's, I don't remember exactly what day it is. Is it Saturday's New Year's?
New Year's is Sunday.
New Year's is Sunday.
New Year's Eve is Saturday.
I won't be in town, but you guys will have a blast, I'm sure. Don't forget, that's December 30th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door in Salvatore's Saloon, UFC 207. Welcome to the show. I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with DC Dan Cole. I already did this. what a disaster.
We have to hurry up and start talking about wrestling before I go into a rant about a certain city and a certain group of people that I really am upset with right now.
This show is special because, one, this is our annual Gary Mervis charity show for Camp Good Days and Special Times, which we'll be doing on the air, and we won't really be talking much wrestling, even though the WWE was in town last night. And, well, we're here with Danger Boy, too, and I'm the Cash Man. Don't forget that. And so let's talk a little bit. Let's talk about wrestling. Let's talk about what last night we got to see WWE's live event in Rochester. What'd you guys think? Have a good time? Was it a lot of fun?
It was a good time. It was good seeing some of the guys who I hadn't seen in a while live. Especially like Kevin Owens, who I hadn't seen in WWE live in person, and seeing just the little intricacies that he does while he's out there that makes him the best heel in the WWE, picking out certain people and making sure to rub it in their face when he does something good and when everyone else does bad. And there's no one else on the roster who's doing it except for Curtis Axel. He was the only other one trying to incite the crowd. As a heel. Everyone else was just doing their thing.
I'll say the guy that I was sitting with, his name is Chris Schramm. He kind of looks like Kevin Owens a little bit, and Curtis Axel looked over at him and goes, "Hey, KO." And he freaking marked out big time, so it was pretty cool. But it was, you know what? I had a good time with that. I thought that unfortunately, I didn't get in until the matches had started already, but I missed all the introductions of the tag teams. I guess that might be good if I missed that, you know, because I'm not a big Enzo and Cass fan. You guys know that. And, I mean, they got mic time, right?
I hate Enzo.
It was just the basic, hey, this is my name, here's what I am, and what I am can't be taught.
Maybe it was a grown adult male in the Cena shirt next to me that just ruined my mood for Enzo and Cass. But I finally hit my snapping point and was finally done with Enzo. I'm done with Enzo. I'm done. I can't deal with it.
You're Dunzo?
I'm Dunzo with Enzo.
I proceeded to watch him get beat up in front of me because where we were sitting, he was like the tag member in peril most of the time, the match.
Really funny little fact, a certain former co-host of the show who may have been hit with a crutch at some point and super kicked ended up catching Enzo's hat.
Yeah, I saw Mr. Fantasia.
If that is his real name.
Speaking of the devil, when we were leaving.
Yes.
And yeah, he was there. He got, you know, you know, when the guy was like hawking stuff at the halftime and he had that water bottle with him, or he had that cup with him with all the wrestlers on it.
You went and bought one?
No, he threw it. And I grabbed it. I said, because freaking the guy I was with, Chris, is like, throw it to me. And he's like, and he did. And so he threw it way over our heads, but I jumped up and grabbed it.
I also got to see an adult grab a shirt from a kid, Seth Rollins, or not Seth Rollins. Yeah, it was Seth Rollins, threw his shirt out into the crowd. And this little kid's in the back of the chairs on the floor getting ready to catch it. And this guy just stands up and snipes it right out of the air. Everyone's telling him to give it to the kid. And he's like, nope. And then proceeds to just yell bad things about how Sami Zayn has no talent and all sorts of stuff.
Oh, my. I love Sami Zayn, man.
Was this the Mark? Because I ran into the Mark as well. And he told me that hat he got, he actually took away from an old woman.
That doesn't surprise me.
He's not here. He's not here to defend himself, though. I truly believe it. But
truth,
yeah.
It happened.
It did. I believe it. And you know, he was. We were standing down. We were all on the floor, and it's like I didn't really zoom into anybody. I was looking for Danger the whole time. Danger said he's in the front row. I didn't see him anywhere.
Well, their front row seating is a little weird when you get towards the far side of the ring when you're across from the entrance.
It's a front row to looking at another row. Of
it's,
seats
front,
in front
it's
of
a front
you.
Row looking at the fifth row.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless on a different section on the floor.
You're right.
It was the fourth row.
You get to see the sides of people in front of you.
I mean, I had a clear path. It's not like I had to move when people came down or anything, and I had a clear path for watching the usher yell at people when he put them in the wrong seats. But and seeing the corner of the ring, and I had a really good view of the old guy taking pictures of the women when they were out there. And zooming in on body parts. But other than that, it was it still wasn't bad. I'd try actually for a real front row seat next time, though.
I will say this. I mean, I would never do the pictures like that creepy old man did, but I was thrilled to see Emelina.
Yes. Yes, Evil Emma.
That was a nice treat.
Because they called her Emma, so I'm still calling her Evil Emma.
But it was funny. I was actually, you were all on the floor, and I was actually up in the press box. With Pauly G from Weeze's show and Billy DeTore and a couple other guys. And
actually,
at one point, Pauly sits next to me. He goes, so what exactly are they doing with Emma? Like, is she good? By the way, that was my favorite part.
That was my favorite
Emelina?
Part. Yes. What she said.
That was my favorite part. Originally, I thought Lana was going to be my favorite part.
Was it Rich taking the pictures?
No, he was on the other side of the ring. He may have been taking
pictures. I saw Rich taking pictures, but for all I know, he could have been taking selfies.
Yes, that's
true. No, we were doing some selfies with the guys behind us in the ring, but which is terrible. But I did take pictures. Emelina.
Cash, you were doing selfies all night long.
Unbelievable.
The evidence is on Facebook.
You're true. It's true, because I was documenting our night, because we started off doing happy hours in a few places. But Emelina, super hot, man.
Yes.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's like, and she was heel. I'm pretty sure she was heel. But you know
what? Well, she did leave when the faces were pinning people.
I was going to say, when you don't count a pin for the faces, you're heel.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. And but those are some high points from the show. I mean, I enjoyed. You know, I mean, of course, Reigns comes out and everyone boos. I mean, it was pretty much
there was a lot of cheering over by my.
I was gonna say, still the pop of the night, though.
Yeah, I was telling all. I said, get ready. Here comes the high pitched little kids and women.
I said the same thing. It's high pitched cheers, low pitched boos.
That's right. And so, and I don't care. I mean, you know, he didn't care either. We were giving it to him right in his face. He didn't care. He was just smiling and you know, and having a good time. And you know, it was you know. I mean, I thought we were going to get like a little preview because of the pay-per-views this weekend, you know, Roadhouse. Is that it?
Roadhouse.
Kick. No. I don't think we really got a good idea what's going to happen on that.
No, that was a very, very easily worked match. I like the fact that they took it out of the champion versus champion, because I was like, oh, we're going to end with the DQ. But they did. There was one heel victory the whole night, and it's the guy who's never lost a match in his entire professional career.
Oh, yeah, Braun Strowman?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
And he is a massive man.
And we were giving him grief, too, big time.
He is a big dude.
We were giving him super-duper grief the whole night, so it's like which is fine, you know. But I had a good time. It was a lot of fun. Ended early. I got home. I went, got some food after we left, and then got home early, and then came to this disaster at this radio station this morning outside with this race and the snow, and it's just welcome to New York. It's you know, a week from Christmas, and you know, a week and a day from Christmas, and we were getting like doused with snow this past week.
But Cash, have you ever felt more in your life that you were just not meant to be somewhere? I mean, the roads in downtown were crappy. Most of them are blocked off by police. If you could find somewhere to park, you had to park some distance away from the building. Once you get into the building, the elevators are blocked off because they're doing asbestos removal. It's like, maybe I'm just not supposed to be here today.
And I thought Mercado was the one you were tipping me off to, because I knew that. I know that the girl called in for Wham because she got in an accident on the way in.
I'm guessing he's left that room over there now.
No, he did. He did. It doesn't matter. We can talk about him anyways. But nevertheless, yeah, I thought that was the tip, because I knew about that. But I said, oh, it must be Mercado. I just warned the guys as I was coming up. I said, dude, people are going to be in and out all day in the station. So it's like, and we might be talking wrestling in the beginning of actually the wrestling show on the air, because I have a feeling nobody's going to get here this close, you know. And it's like, man, I need some more people here today, because it's like there's only three of us and one.
Yeah.
Of them. But nevertheless, hey, you know what? That was a lot of fun, man. We had a blast.
Got to see Bob Backlund too.
Yeah, yes. And we are going to talk about it with the fans next week when we're on the radio. We're doing this as a podcast. We come in an hour early because we know we're doing our charity show. So some news I want to go by real quick. What did you guys, the big announcement this past week from WWE about the WWE UK Championship? Thoughts on that? I mean, they're going to have a tournament, a two-day tournament, which is insane for 16 wrestlers.
Yes, it's going to be interesting. I'm excited for it. I'd like to see who they have wrestling. I do love the fact that Nigel McGuinness is going to be calling it. I hate the fact that Michael Cole is going to be calling it with him.
Oh, God.
So that's going to – I'd rather have Mauro or even Daniel Bryan or someone else – anyone else, Corey Graves, even Darren Young or something.
Someone more wrestling-minded.
Darren Young. Darren Young wrestling last night was pretty crazy. But
I had to point out the intricacies of how he looked just like John Cena.
Oh, yes.
In the face.
Yeah, without a doubt. He doesn't, not with the hair now, but not as much. But here, I'll give you the list of names. You tell me if any of these guys strike a note with you. Trent Seven, Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, Wolfgang, Tyson T-Bone, Tucker, Jordan, wait a second, is it Tucker? Jordan Devlin, Roy Johnson, Joseph Connors, H.C. Dyer, Jack Starrs, Sam Gradwell, James Drake. I've heard of Drake before. Tyson T. Bone, Dan Maloney, Chris Tyler, Saxon Huxley, Ringo Ryan, and Tiger Ali. Those are the names that are going to be in this tournament.
I've heard of a handful of them.
Yeah.
They don't sound like many of the bigger indie stars from the U.K., at the same time, WWE has been signing up indie stars from the UK.
I'm going to say we're going to see retrospects on each single person there.
Yeah.
And I think that's interesting. You know, I mean, it's good that they're bringing another title. I don't understand why they can't do a European title out of the whole deal.
Maybe it will. But I just got really sad when you read me that list, Cash, because I know last night I told you there was one person I wanted to see, and you didn't read their name.
Yeah, sorry. It wasn't there. So
at least we don't see. I'm not that upset about who's in and not until we actually watch what happens. It's probably going to be a lot of more technical-based wrestling and that more hooking type of stuff that you'll see from people, a lot more escapes and whatnot. But at the same time, some of the people in the Cruiserweight Classic that I didn't know their names or didn't know who they were at all put on some really good matches, so I'll keep an open mind on that. If I see an entire thing of Zack Sabre Jr.'s, I'm going to be very upset.
Who's the guy with the mustache, the new guy?
Jack Gallagher.
Yeah, he
is fantastic.
He could be on there. I mean, that's where he's from, you know. And
I think these are going to be bigger guys, though.
Yeah. His fake dive spot on SmackDown. Was it SmackDown or Raw? I can't remember. There's so much programming to watch during the week.
I think it was Raw.
During the six-man cruiserweight match. Yeah. Teasing the dive out, and then he just kind of walks through the ropes. Axe handle.
He comes down and breaks up a match. I like how he explains to everybody how this is not how he usually does it. But
it's interesting. I love watching him on because he's actually getting a crowd reaction. He's getting people to actually enjoy him.
And that's why they're introducing people who will get a crowd reaction.
Yes.
They are doing that without a doubt. And so that's why we're seeing these guys. You might think they're random, but they saw something in them enough that they can actually work the stick.
Lindsay Dorado. I do not like Lindsay Dorado.
Yeah, I don't know. But he doesn't work the stick. So, I mean, not that.
No.
So, but, you know, some of the newer guys, you know, that we're seeing.
Well, we still haven't seen Tozawa come out yet.
And I was hoping Rich Swann was going to be there last night, too.
Me, too.
Yeah, we didn't get any
cruiserweights
at all.
We got Sin Cara. I could tell when they set the trampoline up who's coming out next, you know?
Is it bad that as soon as I saw that, I'm like, I'm going to go walk around, maybe get some food, and look at the merch.
Was there any good merch? Because we were talking about before we went in.
I'm a big man. And let's just say the sizes of shirts at a WWE event are not to my standard.
Yeah, me neither. So I know what you mean.
And
yeah.
It's cheaper to buy them online anyway.
Yeah, especially just the holiday sales.
The one thing I was looking for was like some little I wanted a New Day unicorn horn. Didn't have them.
You should have sat in the front row in the section next to me. That's where they all went off their heads.
Nice.
They went off their heads
when they handed them out to all the kids and whatnot afterwards. They went. It was the front row people in section 41.
See, I did not see their entrance, so I have no idea what they were doing coming down. But I did notice that Xavier Woods was not with them after I texted him telling.
I was gonna say unfortunate after I convinced you to.
Yeah.
You know his DMs are always open.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was going to say I got some people who like retweeted it and stuff, a few messages, but. Yeah, I didn't. You know, it was a good show though. Like I say, we got three matches in the second half. You know, I mean, of course, I think was Strowman one of those ones. Yeah. So yes. It was like
Strowman and Zayn.
It's the longest Strowman match I've ever seen in my life.
He took two bumps.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I've never seen one longer. I mean, he pretty much dominated. But
they'll probably have a decent match on Roadblock tomorrow.
Very cool. So let's go through some news real quick. Well, of course, you mentioned Nigel McGuinness left Ring of Honor this past week and was signed by the WWE to come in and do commentating and work the Performance Center, which is pretty cool because we know Nigel a long time, you know, back from beginning of Ring of Honor, and then he went to TNA for a while and then had to retire and then came back as an announcer, and he was a matchmaker. He was the matchmaker of Ring of Honor up until he retired, until he left, so... So now he's in WWE. He's, you know, he gets to be home for doing this tournament. That'll be pretty cool. Some other news. Chris Hero is expected to be re-signed by WWE pretty quick. Remember Chris Hero? He's Claudio Castagnoli's partner in crime in Ring of Honor as well.
That'd be great if we got the Kings of Wrestling.
Kings of Wrestling would be awesome. But, I mean, right now we kind of got that sort of with Sheamus.
Yeah, but I hate Sheamus.
Okay. I was yelling at Sheamus about my hat. I said, you owe me a hat still. So when he was wrestling. But so that's some pretty cool news. Chris Hero, you know, he's been around, been with WWE. He was supposed to be the position that Roman Reigns was in the Shield originally.
That would have been so much better.
It would have been different, that's for sure. They wouldn't have had the giant enforcer, you know?
Chris Hero's a big dude.
I was going to say you wouldn't have needed him.
He is a big dude, but he's not like a gym rat, you know? I mean, he's not, you know.
Which is why he was released to begin with.
Pretty much, you know. So I don't know if you guys saw John Cena on Saturday Night Live last week. Drew, biggest numbers they've had, I think, all season.
Minus Dave Chappelle.
Minus Dave Chappelle. But John Cena, I watched it, and it's, you know. Kudos to you, John Cena. I don't know how many wigs you can wear in one show, but he had wig on every time he was out there. You know, and it was pretty bad. A lot of them, you know, were like looked like freaking scrub brushes on his head.
I liked his ripped off flannel undershirt for his suit in the monologue when he and Bobby Moynihan's slant character.
Yeah, that was weird. It looked like Roddy Piper, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they, of course, they all cut promos in front of a Titantron at the beginning of the show. Did you see it, Danny?
You know, I did. Saturday Night Live hasn't exactly been great recently, so I haven't. I mean, I used to watch it all the time. I made it a point to watch this one. It was okay.
Yeah.
The Chappelle one was much better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was nothing. I mean, they didn't really get into the wrestling side.
They got in trouble when he did they've caught some heat for the Alabama skit he did.
That was good. I thought that was funny.
This was a round orange banana.
Yes. The state,
but peanut butter jelly time.
He nails him to the freaking board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bananas
yeah.
Nailed to a board.
You got to think.
You're trying to make us lose the game, nerd?
Yeah, I think when there's a guy from Alabama with two colored hair sitting on the panel, you know, it was obviously there was hilarity to be ensued. Some other news. Did you see that Booker T has announced he's going to run for mayor of Houston, Texas?
In 4 years?
Is in 4 years?
Yeah, it's
2019.
Oh, 3 years.
So. Yeah, so Booker T, you call him Mayor King Booker? No.
Mayor we'll Booker. Have to work on that.
Mayor T, Mayor Huffman, Mayor King Huffman. I don't know. We'll see how. Good luck to Booker. We had him on the show. Every time he puts out a book or something, he comes on the show. He's very friendly to us, so it's very cool. Some other news. Lillian Garcia showed up on the Tribute to the Troops. You guys watch the Tribute to the Troops?
I have it DVR'd.
I want to know. Do we get to use those points in the fantasy league?
Yes.
Okay, because it's like, man, I'm gonna.
Every year we've counted them. I got 10 points on that show.
Because I with Roman Reigns as my first pick, I am going to do very well so far this season. Seems to win every TV show. So, some other news. Looks like they announced on SmackDown this past week, John Cena will be making his return to WWE TV for the December 27th SmackDown. That's 2 days after Christmas from Chicago. So John Cena's done filming his TV show, apparently, the second season of it. What's it called again?
American Grit?
American Grit. Yeah. So he's
I wanted to say True Grit, but he's not John Wayne.
American Grit. So he definitely will be. So he'll be back, and you know, I mean, I think
it sounds like they're building up that show to be loaded because they're doing the Dolph Ziggler AJ Styles title match on that show as well.
Oh yeah, that's right. And this is
which should have been Luke Harper.
I was gonna say that our boy was in a fatal four way for the number one contender spot,
and there was an audible boom when he was eliminated because he was owning that match.
I agree. Now let me ask you a question. Did you watching SmackDown this past week? Did they announce that Ellsmore, whatever the hell his name is? was he not going to be able to be at the show that night?
He was sick. They sent him home.
God.
Yeah. I was going to say that's
only a matter of time till we have his title.
I thought it was just time they erased him totally because I wasn't sure if they announced it or not. So
yeah, they announced.
Ellsworth wasn't there because he was sick.
They had him backstage and he got sent home because he was sick.
I was saying, I said, wow, did they just go and pull out the big eraser and get rid of him altogether? Because they didn't mention his name once after that.
Well, I'm sure the match would have happened already if AJ didn't have the bum ankle right now.
Yeah, and he should. I think his first match back is going to be the one they're talking on the 27th. So hopefully, I mean. It wasn't too bad an injury that he had in his
ankle. I
think
they're being very cautious because they are very slim on talent.
Yeah, I mean, and he's like the MVP of this past year for them. So it's like without a doubt. Some other news I found this interesting. By the way, did you see Total Nonstop Deletion? Did you guys watch that?
I have not gotten to see it yet.
Okay, we won't talk too much about it.
It's okay. I'll see. I'm going to watch it regardless.
Starting the match the way they did with the Express at Rock and Rolls and the... The babyface fire was awesome.
I love my favorite part was the Skywalker section of the match where they had the giant cranes and they were on top of the cranes above.
And they left
the ring.
Ricky Martin on there?
Yeah. They left him on there. Like, hey, guys, come back and get me. And he's like, you see the moon in his background and he's still up
the
on
amount
there.
Of random people on the entire show is awesome.
It is. I mean, let's do a real quick list of who we saw. Did you see Road Warrior Animal?
Yes. I thought he was doing that commercial again for that cleaning supply he does.
He wasn't the general?
No. Nah.
Okay, no, he wasn't riding around in a car with him. No, I saw Shane Helms showed up, and then boom, he turned into Sugar Shane Helms.
That was great. The three count.
The three count.
Yeah, they did three count. They had the circle, and then he got thrown back in and he showed up as the superhero at the end, the Hurricane. And that was a lot of fun. It was fun how
there's a natural disaster going on. You can't pass this road. I know all about those. Stand back.
The Apocalypto match ended up being Falls Count Anywhere tag team whatever. They all were in it at the same time. It's interesting that in the dome they had the six-sided ring, but outside they had a four-sided ring in which they used, and that's where most of the action took place by the end of the night.
What's really funny is that world title match kept going throughout the entire tag team Apocalypse.
That's true. We see Bobby Lashley on top of the volcano when it exploded and he freaking shot down the hill. Now, Danny's shaking his head.
If you haven't seen any of this Hardy stuff, it sounds like the dumbest thing in the world. Watch it.
Yeah. There's a volcano.
The greatest thing was when my favorite part of the whole night was Vanguard 1 trying to go for the number one contenders for the women's title.
That's right, yeah.
Come
and,
on.
And they couldn't. They said drone versus woman matches were banned in North Carolina.
Yeah, thank you, Mark Haas. Mark Haas there. It was like, I swear to God, that's what they were talking about. I will say that there's been a lot of favorite spots in that match, but I like when Maxell.
I was gonna say, how was King Maxell's debut?
King Maxell's debut was awesome. It was a no disqualification match, which led to it was. I'm not gonna give it away, but I'll tell you, he beat a TNA wrestler.
Oh god, a TNA
who also wrestled later in Tag Team Apocalypse.
Yeah, and it's a guy who is basically he's playing the part Eric Young would have if he'd stayed with TNA. He's doing the goofy character, so it was good. It was.
I like his huge tag team partner that he brought in too.
Yeah,
who then turned on him?
Yeah, I know. It's like, and that guy obviously is not under contract to anybody, so you'll enjoy that definitely too. I think I told Danny already who popped up at the end there, but so going from that, Fight Network, parent company of Anthem Sports and Entertainment, has had talks with TNA co-founder Jeff Jarrett. Jarrett does not have a new role at TNA, and he's not serving in any kind of advisor role, but they're having conversations. Now, what does that mean to you? I mean, right now...
GWF was a failure,
and they're going to bring Jeff Jarrett back in to run, and they're going to get rid of Dixie Carter. I mean, possibly.
They need to get rid of Dixie Carter.
Well, then why didn't they do it with Corgan around? Like, I don't understand. If you're going to get rid of her, and things were going great with Corgan.
I think Corgan left a sour taste in their mouth because he immediately jumped to suing them when he didn't get his way.
Yeah, yeah. And he did give them a ton of money, too, and got promises once he gave them a ton of money. So,
and he got paid off everything he was supposed to from Anthem. But I think he just left a bad taste in Anthem's mouth from that whole thing. And that's why Corgan is gone. But if they go back to Jeff Jarrett, maybe we'll get some of the GWF guys who were under contract. Maybe Nick Aldis will show back up or something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, his wife has got a contract with WWE now that, you know, we have Mickey James coming back in the beginning of the year. Maybe Magnus can show back up in TNA, you know? There's a lot of question marks in the air right now. If I had known that, I would have asked Jeremy last week when we had him on and stuff. But other news, WWE's interested in bringing Eli Drake back when his contract's up. You know, I didn't realize Eli Drake was a guy from NXT before. I've never seen him before.
I've heard the name he went under. I can't think.
Sean Ricker.
Yeah, I've heard that name. I had no clue it was him.
Yeah, or Slate Randall, I think he went by too.
He's another one of those ones who they didn't try anything with, and he actually has blossomed.
And he can talk on the stick,
yes.
So you know, he's definitely good. You know, so and also I guess Tajiri just announced he's coming back to WWE next year. He's going to be part of the Cruiserweight show. Yoshihiro Tajiri was in the tournament, so you know it makes sense that he would come back in that division. But he's definitely coming back next year. Some other news. We see that Hall of Famers Lita and Jerry Lawler have been removed from the regular weekly WWE programming. The two were pulled from the Raw pre-show along with Scott Stafford beginning this week. Now there's a 10-minute pre-show, and Lawler's still under contract. Not sure exactly what he's going to do, but he's still under contract with them. He's gotten the Legends contract. I'm sure Lita is, too. They'll be used whenever they possibly can. Let's see what else is going on. That's all the news that's really fit to print, you know, except for Linda McMahon's going to be part of Donald Trump's, I don't know if we talked about it last week, part of his she's going to be the head of the Small Business Administration. Ought to be interesting. She built a big business, so she knows how to do it. I mean, I give her, she's got a lot of credit, and she is a very good businesswoman. Look what she did with WWE, starting with this little thing, a little East Coast promotion. Now it's worldwide, so power to her. I don't have a problem. I'm becoming more and more used to this guy Trump being president, so we will see.
Well, hey, things could get interesting on Monday.
Certainly could, man. Definitely. So what else do we want to talk about, man? I had like a bunch of things I wanted to talk about. We don't have that much time this week, unfortunately.
Stupid runners.
Everything else. It's outside. It's just mayhem here, downtown Rochester. And it's like, who would guess they would have like the snowfall and stuff like that? Looks like the roads are open again. What's going on?
It's probably done.
Yeah.
There was definitely people at the finish. I think it was finishing at the Strong Museum of Play, and there's definitely a lot of people at the finish, and I saw people walking, and that usually tends to be the back of the pack.
Well, I think I'm going to end the show on this note. Cesaro was on the Brother Weiss show this week on 95.1.
Radio 95.1.
Radio 95.1. And I got on with him and asked him a few questions, and he talked about a lot of things like the origin of the swing and stuff like that. So we're going to end this show with that interview, and I want to thank you guys. We're going to be back on the radio live next week. It'll be the Christmas Eve edition of the Pain Clinic. I think we're going to come with lots of food, lots of junk to eat. And I want to thank Danny. I want to thank Danger Boy for making it. And we will see you next week. Here is Cesaro on the Brother Weiss show. And if you listen real close, the Cash Man pops in at the end.
Here he is, Polly. Here he is. What, are you going to go on? Billy, you didn't answer yet? Over there. All right, you guys, I'm not here.
I'm pumped up. You got to be here, Weiss.
No.
You're in the Cesaro section right now, man. Cesaro, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much for joining us. You're on a morning radio show in Rochester, New York. Couple of huge wrestling fans and one old douchebag who thinks it's stupid.
No, wait a minute. I just not a fan. That's all. I don't be C double C, bro.
That's right. No need for name calling, right?
Yeah,
double C.
Right.
And let me ask you this. Earlier, the two big fans, and these guys are big wrestling fans,
yep,
said, do you speak many languages? Is that true?
That is correct.
How
five
many you got?
Exact.
What? Fire somebody
five
else?
Five different languages. He speaks a little Italian, I know.
Little Italian, little French, little German, little
wow.
English.
Yeah. I just saw your picture. You're a scary-looking, semi-handsome dude.
Well, I take the semi-handsome.
Cesar.
Sorry, go ahead. I prefer to Rugly. It's kind of a mix between, you know, ugly and rugged. You know what I mean? Kind of.
Well, he's got, you know, Weezy's got everything about him is good looking, except he did kind of lose his hair a little early there, Cesaro. I'm sorry.
He looks good without hair, though.
Yeah, that's nothing these days.
Thank you so much. That's the female vote that counts.
Yes,
right?
That's all that matters.
Yeah. So where are you guys tonight?
We're going to be at the Blue Cross Arena in Rochester. That's tomorrow, right?
That's tomorrow. Yeah.
Tonight you're traveling.
Tonight is traveling, yeah. Today I was working out. I already done with that. And then today is actually my one day that I enjoy at home. So. That's what I'm doing tonight. Actually, I'm going to see Star Wars Rogue One.
Nice. I'm also a Star Wars geek, so I'm happy about that. I'm going Monday.
Yeah.
Have fun.
I'm thinking every wrestling fan's a Star Wars fan.
You have to avoid spoilers all weekend.
Nice.
That's right. Yeah, we're real excited because we got a suite for tomorrow. It's a radio show suite. So we're bringing a bunch of people. We've been giving away the tickets all week. We can't wait to see you. Do you know what your matchup is for tomorrow night?
You get the VIP treatment. Yes, right. It's going to be a four-way tag for the WWE Raw Tag Team Championships with us. That's me and, you know, favorite person on planet Earth, the one that ruins everything, Sheamus. There's Enzo and Cass, New Day, and the club.
Nice.
Paulie, what's he saying?
Well, the matchup we're going to see tomorrow night.
Yeah, how many people is he talking about?
It's a four different tag team.
There's going to be four teams in there, so it's going to be eight people.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's going to be complete mayhem. It's going to be nine because the one team has three.
What do you think? Now,
be on the floor.
Cesaro, you and Sheamus in the WWE tag team, the Raw tag team division right now, what do you think about this Freebird rule that they get to use any of the two of the three guys that they want? Is that fair?
Oh, my God.
Well, obviously, it's not fair, you know? I mean, to be fair, I mean, I'm fair. They're maybe not because they've been using that Freebird rule to their advantage since they won the tag team championships for myself and Tyson Kidd over 2 years ago. Yeah, I guess they're using their advantage, and I think after 2 years, I should finally have a game plan how to deal with it, right?
Paul, are you telling me when you're there tomorrow night when Cesaro's wrestling, there'll be eight dudes?
Nine, really, all at one time.
Well, how do you know who fights who?
You got to tag your partner in if you want someone else to go in for
it. No, I understand, but he's got a team of just him and another guy.
Yep, him and Sheamus.
So there's four teams.
Yep.
So who fought? I never heard of four. Every fight ever in my career of watching boxing, MMA, anything, two dudes. Yep. Even tag teams, two teams. How do four teams, I don't get how four fight.
You get four guys at the same time.
Yeah, who are you supposed to? So one guy fights three?
Two in the ring. And then, no. It's only two guys in the ring.
Oh.
And you have to tag yourself in. And me and Sheamus usually play rock, paper, scissors to see who starts.
Now, do you guys do that legit, by the way, the rock, paper, scissors, and you really go with that?
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I like
that. We have to because, you know, we're both very competitive. We both want to, you know, start the match. And, yeah, so we figured rock, paper, scissors is a good way.
Cesaro, I got to ask you for a favor. I'm a degenerate gambler, and I was thinking of getting down on this. Why don't you tell me who's going to win? I can make me.
Oh,
I'll
very funny, Weez. Wrestling's fake. Hilarious.
I didn't say that. I want inside information. I ask a guy on a football team if he knew something.
Uh-huh.
Now, you're legitimately a really athletic guy. You're the Swiss Superman, super strong. What other sports did you wind up playing? Because you obviously weren't a professional wrestler in high school. So what sports did you sort of gravitate towards?
You know, when I growing up, I played every sport that I could was able to play. Like so, like when you know, in Switzerland, it's a little bit different. You have to play your sports outside of school, and in school, you just have PE and you just have fun. You play all kinds of sports. So I played football or like soccer. Handball, rugby, basketball. I played basketball for a long time. Same with soccer. Dabbled a little bit in ice hockey since you're a Detroit fan. So, you know, anything I can do. And every time WWE lets us do appearances or we can go and play sports, I'm always in the front of the line because I love sports and I love athletics. And I'm fairly decent at all the sports I try.
I have one sort of silly question, but I'm absolutely serious about this.
Yep.
The Cesaro swing is one of my favorite moves. I love watching it. How do you swing a guy around 10, 15, 20 times and not get dizzy?
I think it's because I've done it so many times that I'm kind of immune to it. I trained my equilibrium to not be as affected as my opponents. Yeah. So I think that's the best answer I can get. I don't know, you know. My legs usually get tired way before I get dizzy.
Huh. Cesaro, a question just came in on our text, and it's along the same lines as something I was going to ask, so it's sort of a two-parter, and it has to do with the indies. One is, how good does it feel to you to see all those guys that you kind of bubbled up with in the indies now running the big leagues, the WWE, all those same guys that you were in Ring of Honor, et cetera, with? Now you guys are in charge, and then second part of the question is, who do you see now in the indies that you can't wait to come up on the big league level?
Well, I think it just shows that if you pay your dues and you know, learn your craft and work hard, that there is a reward for it. So for everybody out there that's you know, in the minor league, so to speak, so in the indies or whatever the indies of your job or your dream job are, you know, if you follow your dreams, that there's, you know, a silver lining on the horizon, and you know, you're all going to succeed one day. And that to me is a great responsibility to have to, or you know, to be kind of a role model for kids in that regard. There's many guys on the indies right now, and WWE just announced that there's going to be a UK champion going to be crowned in a 2-day tournament. It's going to be seen on the WWE network. So we're going worldwide with this. There's so much talent out there now, even with the WWE 205, which is the new Cruiserweight show. So I think anybody who's out there has a chance nowadays, no matter of like where you come from or size or whatever. So I think it's a very, very good time to be a wrestling fan or to be a wrestler.
Cesaro, I've been worrying a lot lately about Tyson Kidd. I can't sleep. Is he coming back from that injury?
I think it's a very, very good time to be a wrestling fan or to be a wrestler.
Cesaro, I've been worrying a lot lately about Tyson Kidd. I can't sleep. Is he coming back from that injury?
Well, he's doing better. I talk to him almost every day. He's still, his neck is still stiff. Because, you know,
gotta get him back.
With his head, yeah. So that will be up to him to announce. I know he's doing better, but it's, you know, very, very, very scary moment. Very, very serious injury.
Well, you know, speaking of the indies, Dalton Castle's from Rochester, but you know, one of your boys up in the big leagues also from Rochester. You got Luke Harper from Rochester.
Luke Harper. Yeah, that's
sir.
Right, from Rochester. And you know what? Luke Harper's birthday boy tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah, wow. Lukey.
Luke Harper's wow. birthday, right?
Lukey. Yeah,
he's pretty sure, December 16th.
That's it.
The only bad thing is I don't think he's on the card tomorrow because he's on SmackDown, right?
That's right.
Damn
that's
it.
Right. So, poor hometown boy.
Yeah.
Is UFC something you'd be interested in? As strong as you are, and you know, Brock Lesnar's been in UFC and CM Punk not as successfully, but
well,
is that something you'd be interested in?
I've been training for pro wrestling and for WWE for over 16 years, which means I invest a lot of time in this. I see every athlete in the UFC, they invested about equal or more time to their craft. So I don't think I'm anywhere near going there, nor am I interested. I'm a big fan in watching it. I don't see myself as doing it because I don't think I have any of the necessary qualifications. I didn't do any martial arts growing up, so I'm way behind the eight ball, and I'm way too competitive to, you know, try something that I'm not going to be that successful at.
There's a lot of calls people want to ask.
Yeah, let me take a call. And, Billy, check these other ones. Mr. Clay, you're on the air with Cesaro.
Hey, Weeze, hey, Cesaro.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
I'm more of a SmackDown man. I heard you wanted to be on that show. How'd you feel about going to Raw?
You know, I'm feeling pretty good on Raw. When I was drafted, I was frustrated. It was frustrating that I got drafted so late. And then I thought SmackDown would have been a better fit for me. But I'm very happy on Raw. I got a championship opportunity coming up on Sunday. And I'm also kind of a stubborn human being, so if you put me on Raw, I want to make Raw my show, and that's my mission. And I think I'm doing fairly decent at it, so to speak. There's always the option of, you know, there's trades and this and that. So who knows?
You know what pisses me off, Paulie?
Go ahead, Weez.
These goddamn accents, because a couple women texted in. Hey, this guy sounds hot. Yeah, because he's got an accent. Makes him hot.
Well, they Google him. He is hot.
No, they said he sounds. I know he's a good-looking dude.
Right. Yeah. Well, she messaged in, he sounds hot on the radio. Is he ugly? And then 2 minutes later, she wrote back, nope, he's hot.
Cesar, are you married?
Yes.
Son of a bitch, man. He could be tearing it up on the road.
Cesaro, thanks a million, man.
I have a good radio voice. That's good to hear for, you know, maybe my career after wrestling.
Bro, just with the accent, you'd have a huge number. The women's would all be listening. Where do you live?
I live right now in Orlando, Florida.
Orlando? Do you go over to Mickey's crib a lot?
No, I actually don't.
Stay away, bro. It's dangerous.
Yes, it is. There's a lot of people there. When I'm home the one day a week, I like to not be around many people.
Let me take this last call, because this kid I'm going to answer the phone is the biggest wrestling aficionado in all of Western New York. Cash Man, go ahead, bro.
Oh, you're too kind, Weez. Cesaro, it's a pleasure to talk to you, sir. Do you remember thank you. Do you remember a few years ago wrestling at the Monroe County Fair by the Dome Arena? Came in to do a couple of shows, and you guys were out there in the middle of the day wrestling out in the open field?
Of course. I think I went to the fair the next day to check out all the animals.
That's right. It's like you and a Chris Hero, and it was like you guys. And think about all the guys that were on that card now that we get to watch on TV every Monday night and, you know, every Tuesday night. So, you know, you did a great job, and we're so happy to see you make it up there. I remember seeing you as Claudio Castagnoli in Ring of Honor and when you first started there too, sir. And just, I'm a huge fan of yours, and it's great to see you back. Can't wait to see you tomorrow night.
Oh, thank you very much. You know, it's a lot of fun just to look back and to see, like you said, like all the guys that came up. And, you know, there's, like we talked about before, you know, Brody Lee or Luke Harper, you know, he used to be with me on the independents for a long time, but now he's, you know, Rochester's own. So very happy, and a lot of fun memories from Rochester and, you know, Upper New York State area. So I'm very, very excited to come back tomorrow.
Hey, Weez, this is more of a story for you, but Cesaro should hear it too because it's funny. Luke Harper's gigantic, and he looks scary. And he used to work in the city school district before he...
should have stayed here and straightened some of them punks out.
And Cashman can tell you what he did, but it must have been hilarious, that big, scary-looking dude walking around the schools.
It's still funny to me because, like you said, he's a big, scary-looking dude. So just watching him at the airport is one of my favorite things.
How big is this guy?
He's got to be in the high sixes, right? 6'7"?
Yeah, he's like 6'7", maybe. 6'6", 6'7".
That's a big guy.
And, like, you know, 280 pounds and shredded. So, yeah.
Shredded on top.
And Cashman, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't he do, like, AV equipment or something? He would wheel around the projectors to the...
Yeah, he bring him up to the classes and stuff like that. And he actually dabbled in some radio work. There's a radio show called The Pain Clinic on WHTK.
That's your show. Don't be embarrassed.
Yeah. Well, he filled in on occasions when he was known as Brody Lee back a long time ago. So
that's what you want, a radio show with an actual guy who's the subject hosting. Cesaro, thanks a million. We'll see you after you fill the War Memorial Friday night.
Thank you very much. I'm very much looking forward to it. See you guys there.
Take care, bro.
Thank you.